discover that fantastic point where science and magic meet. Welcome to Healing with the Rainbow Rays. Your host is Alejandra, the internationally known healer, teacher, and author. Alejandra's website is www.colorhealing.com. Healing with the Rainbow Rays will inform, inspire, uplift, illuminate, and transform you. This show explores all the different metaphysical, self-help, ascension, and holistic realms of consciousness. And its underlying theme is the art of color energy healing. Here is Alejandra.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the show. I hope you all had a good holiday. I know we got another one coming up, and so that's great to look forward to as well, but hopefully everyone had a great holiday, whatever you celebrate. Okay, so anyway, we have a great guest tonight. I haven't had him on for probably at least a year, so I'm glad to have him back. And he's going to be looking at the current year and other things and giving some readings. So we have the chat room open, and also already the switchboard is preloaded up. I don't know if you haven't gotten on by now, if there will be a chance to get a reading. We'll just have to see, because we have so many that are waiting. Let me give you the phone number, 347-945-6930. Again, that's 347-945-6930. And as I said, we have the chat room open. You come in there, and you can see if you can line up for a reading there. We take first come, first serve, and then you can come in on the switchboard. Just put your hand up so we know you need a reading. We will have to keep them fairly brief. For a more in-depth one, we encourage you to go to contact him via his email or website for a more in-depth reading. Okay, so one thing before we bring our guest on is I've got tomorrow night the second part of Color and the Divas, a webinar that's about at least an hour and a half. You better, if you are coming, I'll allow 2 hours just in case. And so that's the 29th of December, tomorrow, Tuesday, 5 p.m. Pacific. And so check wherever you are on the world clock to see what the time would be for you. I still am taking sign-ups, however, see if you can do it no later than maybe a couple hours before tomorrow. So because the last little bit, there's a lot going on, and I want to make sure that I get you on the schedule, or I should say on the actual webinar. And so there's some back and forth to do there. So if you're going to do it, try to do it no later than a couple hours before the thing tomorrow. Okay, so also I should say the Color and the Divas Part 2, you know, we've been looking at the Nature Kingdom, and, you know, we'll be looking at, depending on which ones, we'll have more than one of these. We'll have things like, you know, subjects like the elves and fairies and the gnomes, merpeople, the sylphs, undines, all of the different arenas of major spirits and demons. So it's kind of fun, and it's how to connect with them via color. Okay, if you want to know more about it, feel free to give me a call at 408-986-8550. Again, that's 408-986-8550. Okay, so I want to do a nice little intro for our guest, and he is Mark Dodich, and he is an astrologer. In fact, you can really say he is like an esoteric astrologer, because that's, you know, I think he does all kinds, but that's one of the things that he does. He developed a seven-ray esoteric astrology. But he's been a professional astrologer and intuitive counselor since 1980. He provides a wide variety of astrological consultations and intuitive tarot internationally from his home in Portland, Oregon. He's regularly seen and heard in the media, and has been the astrological columnist for New Connections Journal for over 17 years and has published hundreds of articles. In addition to natal astrology, he specializes in relocation astrology, which maps your power places on planet Earth. As I mentioned, he has developed a seven-ray esoteric astrology consultation to help people understand soul purpose in this life. Mark is also involved in metaphysics, providing violet flame and ascended master work, and he has produced the Central Sun Guided Meditation CD. Mark leads metaphysical trips to sacred places and is excited to lead an African safari in September of 2016. So check out Mark's website at www.astromark.us. That's astromark, all one word, .us. And you can find out more about this African safari. There's also a monthly astrology forecast, free PDF downloads, such as one to learn about the zodiac signs of states, cities, and another one to help your prosperity consciousness. So he also, for those who aren't on the internet, if there are a few left that aren't, he does send out a hard copy for you, so contact him. And he does an email newsletter, The New and Full Moon, to help you understand the energy of the moment. And you can call him at 503-252-1558. So get your pens again. It's 503-252-1558. Okay, so without further ado, let's bring Mark Dodichon. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for that great introduction. My goodness,
well,
that feels like I do a lot.
Well, I mean, it's great because of what you do. I mean, my goodness. That's
well, I've been doing
impressive.
It for a long time.
Yeah, well, hey, I relate. You've been in the field long enough, and boy, you learn a lot of things along the way. But one of the things I like about what you do is that you do work with the rays, because that's all, you know, Healing the Rainbow Rays is all about the rays. And Saint Germain is my mentor and my main guide. So the violet flame is very dear to my heart, and so it's really cool. I like astrology anyway, but I especially like that someone like you has this as a big part of your life. And do you want to talk to people a little bit about, you know, how you maybe got into all of this and maybe a little bit about your connection to the esoteric astrology that you do?
Sure. Well, you know, it kind of started out kind of, I don't know, weird maybe. I'm not sure what to call it, but I grew up in a family where, you know, my mother was going to psychics, and I thought she was a nut job, and, you know, so I wanted nothing to do with any of that. And, you know, grew up in kind of, we'll call it a Midwest conservative Catholic type family where you didn't really talk about those kind of things. And yet by the time I got into college, I started studying, African tribes that knew you were coming before, you know, they had telephones, shall we say. And I thought, well, gee, if I could start studying this stuff in college. And one of my projects was to study a spiritualist church near where I went in Northeast Ohio. And, you know, so gradually I felt, well, if I can study that in a intellectual environment like a college, maybe there's something to it. So in other words, it took a while for me to grasp the intuitive side because I came in from, we'll call it the more mental side. And it wasn't until I was older that I found out that I had a grandmother who would have a dream and wake up and say what was going to happen, and it would happen. And, of course, you know, they were from the old country, so they talked in the old language, you know, the old European language. So as little kids, we didn't know what was going on because, you know, good Catholics don't talk about that sort of thing, at least not in those days. And, you know, gradually it just took on a life of its own. In college, some of the girls I knew, you know, were into astrology, so I started learning it because they were learning it, not because I was really looking for it. I just wanted to be next to the, you know, to the girls. And, of course, after college, everybody went in their separate direction, and the astrology is the only thing that stayed with me. So, and I think it's interesting that the first astrology book I ever bought was on esoteric astrology, And I didn't even know what esoteric astrology was then. So I thought, gee, isn't that interesting that the first book I buy is on the esoteric side? And of course, that led to, you know, there's a lot of different philosophies and dogmas about the rays out there, but I came in through the channelings of Alice Bailey and Dwakul, or DK as he's often called. So that's kind of the, I don't know if I want to call it my bias or not, but it was kind of my entrance into the rays. And obviously there's different philosophies, and but it's good to know where a person's coming from when you're looking at these things.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, that's so great, because I have a path, not only this connection with the Theosophical energy and Bailey and all, and going back to Blavatsky and everything, but a past life thing as well, very strong connection. So it's really good when you meet somebody, because it's sort of unusual now to see anyone really talking about Bailey and you know, some of that time
well,
period.
You know,
I mean, you don't really hear a lot of people, you know, unless they belong to it, of course.
Well, and the really nice thing, which I know you would appreciate as a consultant yourself, is that the people who come for the spiritual purpose esoteric readings, as a rule, have done their work. I mean, you know, they're... you know, in other words, people who are just going to call about their love life and their money life don't really ask for the esoteric reading. And I'm not knocking love and money. You know, we all want that. But there's so much more to it. And that the people who are drawn to that esoteric work just really brings a lot of satisfaction. You know, it kind of keeps me going, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've experienced that, you know, people who are interested in the rays tend to be a little more serious about their spirituality.
You know, well, I would be a little biased if I said that, but I'm going to secretly agree with you.
Yeah, we are biased,
all about,
of course.
The rays and the color and all that. I mean,
yeah.
I see it in the people that work with me, you know, that train in it and are part of it and stuff, that, you know, there is a more seriousness to their path. For them,
yeah,
and it's less a dilettante type of thing, which you see. And sometimes, you know, not that there's anything wrong with that if people are just sort of starting out and they're looking around to find something that, you know, fits them. But usually, by the time they come to something like what I do, they're pretty seasoned, or they're quickly developing to get to that. You know, like so some people just gotten on the path, but they go through really. You know, like being thrown in the deep end, and so they have to learn a lot very quickly. But I think they're just picking up where they left off another time, and so they just have to get caught up quickly to speed of where they, you know, ended up before in another time. So.
And, you know, maybe a practical example would help for everybody. You know, we're moving in on January 5 to 25. The planet Mercury is going to turn retrograde, as it does three times a year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody knows Mercury retrograde. Oh, my gosh, my computer is going to be screwy. My car is going to be screwier. Scheduling is going to be screwier. Communications breakdowns, all of that goes on. But if you look at it from this esoteric seven rays perspective, in esoteric astrology, Mercury is associated with what we call the fourth ray of harmony through conflict. And that's the ray through the Alice Bailey material that would say that we need to find our center in spite of the chaos that goes on us around in our outer world so that we can live in a higher set of values, a greater sense of grace and beauty. And not get sucked into the drama of the world or all of our little stories that we have in life. So for everybody, knowing Mercury is going to be retrograde and it's associated with this fourth ray, a really good message for January would be let's walk in our center in spite of the external chaos we see in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a practical way to use the ray as it's working on the planet. Of course, where the consultations I do help a person find their personal rays and, you know, obviously what their purpose is on planet Earth. But there's also the collective level with, you know, Mercury turning retrograde in about another, what, week, 10 days?
What is the 5th? I guess it's the beginning of next week or something, yeah.
Yeah. So in my opinion, it looks like it's going to be a wild and crazy one just because of what I've seen going on in my life with Windows 10 problems, and earlier before we all got on together, there was, you know, weird phone stuff going on, and so
the chat room got it. There have been a lot of comments in the chat room. They say it's better now. They heard
it is
Kathy
better
and
now,
they
yeah.
heard Static, and now they're saying it's good. And
but
so
those
that's,
are classic.
That's a relief.
Yeah, those
please,
are classic.
Chat room, weigh in. They're the only ones that can really weigh in unless we put, you know, we open you up on the phone line.
Yeah.
Please keep letting us know if it starts to become hard to hear, okay? We really depend on you, so thank you. But anyway, back to Mark here. So, yeah, I, you know, of course, you're aware very much, I'm sure, like everyone that's looked at it a little bit, that there's always a shadow that comes over a couple of weeks before. And you can kind of
yep.
see what you can expect. And it was like, whoa, okay, one is communications. I saw that, especially with that full moon on Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah.
OMG,
yeah.
That was a doozy. People just, yeah, that lasted a couple of days, and I had family members just detonating. And so I thought, well, that's what we were looking forward to. You're right about the technical. I think we're going to get a lot of that. Mark? Hello? Okay, I'm not getting you, Mark. Can you hear me? Hello there. I think we lost our guest, or there's something with my phone. I'm not sure which. One moment, everybody. Let me check in here. See if still have him on here. Okay. Please let me know in the chat room. Can you hear me? Even though we're not hearing the guest, or I don't hear the guest. Someone, please weigh in. Can you hear me? Hello? Okay, Junie Flo, yes means that you guys can hear me. Okay, I have Mark still on the switchboard here, but, okay, he just went off onto a mute, which I didn't put him on. Let's try again here.
Hello?
Mark, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Your line was open, and suddenly we couldn't hear you.
I could hear your voice, but that's classic Mercury retrograde. We're talking about Mercury retrograde, of course, it hits us.
Yes. Okay, everybody, you have a direct example of what we can expect. I'm like going, is this my phone? Is this his phone? And I checked the switchboard, and you were open. And then when I went back to the switchboard, something had put you on mute because you were wide open, your line. And then I went back there to check you again, and it had gone on to mute. So, yeah, it's a little crazy. We've got Blog Talk also involved in this. Well, anyway, so I'm trying to figure out where we left off. Well, we were talking about Mercury, and I don't know if anyone else – I couldn't hear you, but I don't know if anyone else heard you when I didn't. So they are saying that they heard me. So why don't we
and
go
I can
back
hear you
a little
well,
bit.
Yes.
So,
well, let's not
I know you
talk
probably
about
said
Mercury.
Some things that were really, you know, really good. So – why don't you kind of repeat a little bit of what you were saying the last few minutes?
Well, and what I'd want to say that, you know, everybody has this, oh, my gosh, Mercury retrograde, let's go hide under the covers. But the truth is there's a positive side to it. It's great for behind-the-scenes research or detective work or starting to prepare things for, well, the first half of Mercury retrograde, you're cleaning up old business. And the second half, you're starting to, shall we say, project into the future. But the thing about Mercury retrograde is you leave wiggle room in. You don't try to carve things into stone, but I quite often go out and set up future lectures and workshops during Mercury retrograde, but I wait until it gets out of retrograde to go and hammer out the details.
Uh-huh.
So general planning, as long as you leave adaptability in, actually works pretty well. And this Mercury retrograde starts off in the sign Aquarius, which is groups, friends, organizations. It's also technology. So one good thing would be people opening up and exploring new groups or organizations to see if they resonate with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, it goes backwards into Capricorn. And, of course, we know Capricorn is good for discipline. And
mm-hmm.
So for all the new people starting New Year's diets or whatever the resolutions happen to be, if they're willing to approach it in a slow but sure way rather than the I want immediate success like a TV commercial might put out, you know, there's a good chance of success for them.
Yes. Well, you know, there's also good parts, as you said, about the Mercury. It's not all just torture, you know, for us. I think it's a good time to teach actually, you know, to do different classes and things, because it's like, it seems to me like Mercury wants you to sort of go inward, because it always seems really good time to do these things, when you meditate, go to spiritual stuff, classes and things. And, you know, so I have found that that's good. It's so, you know, I think those things counterbalance, you know, some of the irritating aspects.
Of course, Mercury is better for short classes, like the one-day class. It's not really good for, like, long-term degree programs.
Right. And I'm thinking mostly the little webinars, you know, that's always worked
perfect. Perfect
well
kinds
for me.
Of things. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, you're right. But but that fourth ray, harmony through conflict, is associated with Mercury. We call it a sacred planet. So no matter what people decide to do in their daily life, if they can find a way to walk through it in their center without being distracted by the things they read in the news or, you know, all the crises that go on around people. And we're not talking about hiding from stuff. We're, you know, we need to be present in our world, but we don't need to buy into the soap opera, shall we say.
Yes, absolutely. So, well, we've got that coming up, folks. If you're wanting to know the dates again, it's the 5th to the 25th. But remember, too, I always tell people at the end of Mercury, I'll double-check with you, but I believe what it does is it, before it goes direct, it's stationary for a day or two, and then it goes direct.
It is.
So, yeah, I always feel like it's like being constipated when you're in the stationary. You can't go forward, you can't go back, so you just have to, you know, deal with it, and then it'll go direct. So it doesn't really right end on the 25th. You got to give it another 2-3 days.
Correct. And as you were talking about earlier, there's a shadow period before and after, which with Mercury, it runs anywhere from about 10 days to 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Where the shadow going in, which we're in now, is, well, we're starting to look at the things we need to do. For example, I've bought some stuff over Christmas that I'm going to need to install on my computer, but I just haven't got around to doing it yet. And,
yeah,
then, of course, after Mercury's retrograde, those 2 weeks that take us into early February, that's when you're cleaning up all the messes you made during Mercury retrograde. You know, you're finalizing things and putting things away. So,
yeah,
and then you
absolutely
get a little rest until May when it starts all over again.
Okay. Oh, somebody said it was April. Oh, good. It's not till May.
April
28th. I have a birthday month in April.
April 28th in Taurus will be the next one after this one.
Well, on the 7th, so that'll be good. I'll be out of that. Anyway.
Yeah, you'll
so,
miss it. Good.
So, I know that you're doing this African Safari in September. And so people can go out over to your website to see. There's a lot on that. It's probably too much to say on the show, but I've looked at it, and there's a lot of info about, you know, what's it's about, and you know, the days and costs, et cetera, and where they're going. And that's at www.astromark.us.
Astromark.us.
U.S., not .com or .net. It's a .us.
U.S.,
okay?
U.S.
Yeah.
And actually, if they downloaded the winter newsletter, which just went up a few days ago, that would have all the details in there. And one of the nice things is we're going to be going between two eclipses, so we'll probably, before the night's over, talk about the eclipses that are coming up this year, because they dredge up the bottom to say what are our soul-level priorities.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Jupiter. You know, Jupiter is the big expansive. It rules big animals. It rules our philosophy. It rules I want more. Right now, it's in Virgo until basically August of 2015 until September of 2016. And that's the clean your garage or do a health cleanse or time to bring higher vision down into practical application is what that year period is. And then when we're in Africa in September, it moves into Libra, which is obviously the sign for relationships and bringing beauty and balance into our life. So there'll be a little theme this year. First, we need to clean up our act, and then we need to, shall we say, improve our relationships or open to larger levels of relationships. And I don't care if that's people's love life or if that is their, you know, work relationships or family relationships, whatever that may be for them.
Yeah.
So there'll be a little bit of a theme this year.
Well, so we have had people waiting, lots of people waiting for you to get a chance to talk with you. Do you feel like maybe taking some readings now? And what are the ground rules?
And if I could just get their the date of birth, I don't need the time or the place because we're just doing a quick little look. If they have a specific question, I can address that as best as I can on limited information, or if I can just, sometimes I like to just look and see what's the big thing that's popping.
Okay. I think that sounds good. And everyone, we have to keep it really short. If you want an in-depth reading, you need to give them a call. Okay. Well, then let's launch in here. And this one has been waiting 40 minutes. So let's open up the line. Come on, blog. Oh, boy, I can see technology. Hi, 256, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Kimberly, and I'm calling from Tucker, Georgia.
From Georgia, did you say?
Yes.
Georgia. Okay, Kimberly. I guess what we need is your birth date. Do you need all of it, Mark? You need not just the date and the month, you need the year, too?
A day, month, year.
And year. Okay, Kimberly.
Okay, November 5, 1970.
Okay. We'll give them a chance to figure that out real quick.
I've got my software here, and it's just easy. I'm plugging it in, so it just takes like a second to do that. And so, Kimberly, did you have a specific question, or did you want me to just take a peek at what's pushing?
You can just take a peek at what's pushing.
Okay. So the first thing I'd like to say is, you know, not only is your sun in Scorpio, but you have a bunch of planets in Scorpio, what we call a stellium. And the beautiful thing is as of September, the planet Saturn, which rules restructuring, has just left Scorpio. So we know you're just coming out of what we'll call like a two-year period of, shall we call it restructuring on the deepest emotional levels. So the good news there is, oh, thank God we're out the other side of this thing. And what goes with that is the planet Saturn is now in Sagittarius through 2017, and that says it is time to, I like to use words cautious expansion or conservative optimism as kind of a key for that sort of thing. So that would be the first thing that I would call a really good thing that's going on in your chart. Okay? The second thing is so I'm still on Saturn, okay? Saturn, I know people hear the word Saturn from an astrologer, and right away they cringe, like, oh, my God, this is this hard planet, okay? But the truth is Saturn brings you rewards if you're willing to work at it in the long run. If you want it in the short run, I want it yesterday kind of philosophy, it doesn't usually work very well. Okay, so where I'm going with this is the planet Jupiter, which rules expansion, optimism, I need to take a risk on myself to go to new levels, is in Virgo for everybody, as I said earlier, from August of 2015 to September of 2016. And you're starting, it's just started for you really just in the past 4 weeks, is think of a pyramid, stable, flowing, harmonious. Jupiter is making a trine, harmony, to your Saturn. So Saturn says, Kimberly, be practical, be responsible, pay your bills, all of that. And Jupiter's saying, but I need more in my life. So you have like two things going on in your chart that I would call conservative expansion or cautious optimism. So it's a good thing, but it's not good for people who want it yesterday. Okay. So that would be the nice news for you is, oh, there's a lot of help here. But when you were born, Saturn was in Taurus, which is practical, you know, money, property, possessions, real estate, work, you know, down to earth, practical stuff. And it's getting help. So one of the nicest things that's going on for you, but it is a process that takes about 9 months to go through, is, hey, I'm getting help here. But it might feel like it's a little jerky, you know, good day, some days, not as good other days.
Right.
So in other words, you want to keep your spirits up. You don't want to go into that Scorpio dark hole, okay? Because it says, you know, it's cautious optimism, conservative expansion, and but it is a process that takes, as I say, about 9 months, and it just started a few weeks ago. Shall we call it, I'm willing to work at this for the long term, and I will come out okay in the deal?
Okay.
All right, so I hope that helps. It's a good thing. It's just, sometimes I joke it's like the first time you learn to drive a clutch. It's a little jerky.
Yeah.
And so don't let that throw you off.
Okay?
All right. Okay. Well, thanks, Kimberly. Do you want me to put you
thank
on
you
hold,
much.
Or do you want to listen through the computer?
No, I'd like to listen. You can put me on hold.
Okay, so I'll mute you out. Thanks so much, and have a great upcoming holiday. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. All right, ready for another one?
I am.
Okay. Area code 403, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Alejandro, it's Jay calling from Canada.
Hey, Jay, how you doing, sweetie?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Good, good. So, what's your birthday, Jay?
Yeah, March 24th. 19,
okay, year?
1964.
Okay, so you have
thanks,
a question
Mark.
For him or just want to see what pops out?
Well, basically pops out. I wonder if this is going to be an interesting year for change, and I'm going through a spiritual awakening, I think. That's what I'm going through.
So
a reawakening.
The first thing I want to tell you is that there is going to be a lunar eclipse at your birthday this year.
Oh, no.
And so what I want to do is, you remember I don't know if you got to see it where you live, there was that big lunar eclipse in September, the blood moon, and it was in everybody's newspaper
yep.
and everything.
Oh, yeah. It was big here. Yeah.
So that eclipse, lunar eclipse, was in the signs Aries and Libra, opposite your sun. Your sun is your core life force. And the one coming up on March 23rd is going to be in Libra and Aries. So what I'm trying to say, it's like bookend opposites, or it's like being the inside of an Oreo cookie getting smushed on both sides. In other words, you're getting opposite sides of the coin perspective. And the truth is, everybody's getting this between Libra relationship and Aries independence. And, you know, Libra says, I want to be in relationships, and Aries says, leave me alone. I got too much to do, too busy to be bothered with it. So we know that everybody on some level is being pulled back and forth, but when your birthday lands at an eclipse, that makes it a significant year. And we're actually talking about your birthday year, not the calendar year. And so the sun is your core, who am I? And so we know you would be going through lessons that we'll call balancing your individuality needs with your partnership needs. Okay, so that, and I don't care whether we're talking about your love life or your lack of love life or family or business relationships, it's almost like you get pulled apart to be put back together again in a better way. Okay?
Okay.
And then the other thing that's going on, actually there's two things. We have a little planetoid called Chiron. And in mythology, Chiron was the wounded healer in ancient Greece. Very famous teacher of healing. You are just now, I mean literally just in the past month, you are coming out of a year-long period of Chiron making a full circle and coming back to home base, kind of like, you know, your Toronto Blue Jays hitting a home run, okay? But we call it the wounded healer, and, you know, if you're half horse and half human, sometimes you feel like you're caught between worlds. I don't fit in the horse world. I don't fit in the human world. I'm stuck out here, in between, shall we call it.
Right.
So the good news is that part is done, okay? And as a rule, what you tell a person when they've gone through it is, number one, because this only happens every 50 years or so, somewhere between 49 and 51 years old for everybody, a lot of times Chiron makes the same relationship to all the other planets in your chart it did when you were born. So a lot of times it brings up all the old childhood issues from when you were really young. And then you look and you say, does this belong to me, or was that my parents' or grandparents' stuff? Okay? But then you use the phrase, well, if I'm half horse, half human, I kind of need to take half steps into the next phase I'm going into, where an Aries just wants to go jump into it and do it and be done with it.
Mm-hmm.
Which, so in other words, part of this could be frustrating if you're having to take half steps to go to the next place.
Yep.
Is where I would go with that. And I know nobody likes to hear the P word from an astrologer, but patience is kind of the word that goes with this combination. And so I don't know how to get around that for you. Sorry. I know it's not a word Aries likes to hear. But and then the other thing is, and this is actually true for everybody born from about 1963 to 1967, they all have the planet Uranus and Pluto next to each other, what we call a conjunction. And that's kind of like if you think what was going on in the mid-60s, you know, sex, drugs, rock and roll, let's have a revolution, the civil rights movement, you know, burn your draft card and, you know, parts of your clothing and et cetera. Well, that is being activated in everybody in that generation. And Uranus is saying, I just don't fit in this world. You know, they were kind of born hardwired into a world they just didn't fit into. Which is why a lot of people who have that combination, either they have relationship problems or because they don't do relationships the way other people, either, you know, that their elders did them, shall we say, or they don't like to work the way their elders did because it rules entrepreneurship. I want to run my own business, or at the very least, I don't want some micromanager boss leaning over me. And so the key here is you're being activated by Jupiter, which says I need to go to the next level on one side. And Jupiter likes to do it big. And on the other side of the chart, you're getting the go in half steps kind of language. So if you're feeling some frustration, that's kind of what it is, okay? So don't make yourself crazy. And then you combine in those eclipses we were talking about and you know, just let it be okay that you're being pulled apart. Think of a full moon. You know, the sun and moon are an opposite. They pull each other apart to give you a good perspective and then hopefully put you back together in a better way. Well, that's kind of what's going on for you. So, and I'm here to say it's not a bad thing, okay?
Okay.
But when we get to this summer, this is really fussy of me, okay, so I'll just be quick about it. But in June, July, the planet Uranus, which is let's throw a revolution and be free, is in Aries. It moved into Aries exactly on the day of the Japan earthquake. So it, you know, rules earthquakes. Also the revolution. So that was when the whole thing in Tunisia started the Mideast thing. Well, it's moving up within 1 degree of your Jupiter, which is travel, move, philosophy, coaches, mentors. But it doesn't actually get there until 2017. So if you're paying attention in June, July, you're going to see what's coming down the pike in 2017. And the issue can be is Uranus is an impatient, throw the baby out with the bathwater, blow everything up, take this job and shove it kind of a planet. So you want to be careful of making change for the sake of change, but know that by 2017, something's got to give. You've got to have a revolution on some level.
Okay.
So just,
Right. Well, Jay, I relate a lot to it too because I'm in Aries as well. So, you know, that blood moon and the other thing that's coming up sounds like it. When you say, Mark, does it particularly affects maybe Libras and Aries sun signs or just everybody?
Well, you mean for the eclipses or?
Well,
certainly everybody who's Aries or Libra or has planets in Aries or Libra, obviously it's like shining a big old spotlight on them. But it could also be that, see, everybody thinks, oh, I'm a sun sign Aries, or, you know, like Jay is here. Well, and that's true, but in truth, we're all made up of all 12 signs. We all come from the oneness.
Yeah.
It's just that we choose to emphasize certain signs in certain places in our chart, but...
Mark? Okay. Oh, there you go. He cut out. You don't hear him either, Jay?
No.
Okay. Let me try this. Okay, Mark, are you there? Okay. shows I have two open lines for him. This is weird. He might have called back to his last one. Okay, Mark, we're we lost you, but it still shows you're up on the switchboard. So, you know what we probably should do is go to a commercial anyway. Well, not exactly commercial. Go for a little break. And then if you can hear me, Mark, I'll have you call in again, okay? So I'm going to take you off here, and we'll just try redoing this. Okay, so I just hung up there. Well, he's still on this one. Hold on. Okay. And we're going to go to a break, which we're going to take about now anyway, and we'll be back shortly to Healing the Rainbow Rays. And we're back to Healing with the Rainbow Rays. I'm your host, Alejandra, and we have our guest on is astrologer Mark Dodich, and he's been doing readings. Prior to that, we were, and also in the readings as well, discussing some of the current energies and events that are coming up, like the retrograde with Mercury coming up very soon. Now, we had a little technical problems, so I'm going to open the line here. Mark, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, it was really weird. There was two lines open for you, but they were. It was really strange because all of a sudden we couldn't hear you. So
it just put me on hold.
I know. Well, I had you on hold. Well, you were on hold when you came back, and then I just opened the line for you. But, yeah, I don't know really what's going on with blogs. So this is a precursor, I guess, of what to expect. But I went ahead and put Jay back on hold to listen to the show. And thank you, Jay. And so you ready to tackle another one?
Sure, if the phones cooperate.
Yes, if the fates allow. Here we go. Okay, 305, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Nicole, and I'm calling from Miami.
Hi, Nicole. Thanks for calling in. And do you have a birthday for us?
I do. I'm January 5th, 1981.
Okay. And so you want to just see what Mark gets, just, you know, looking at your numbers there?
So the first thing, if you were listening earlier, we said that Mercury's turning retrograde on January 5th. Okay. Mm-hmm. So one thing that means is Mercury is going retrograde kind of on you, shall we say.
Mm.
Like your self-identity, who you think you are. So obviously it's on one level that means, really literally in January, it's time to rethink how you're putting your message out into the world. And I don't care if that is your photo on a website or a Facebook or, if you're doing any kind of marketing of yourself or anything, but it's kind of the who am I is being called to rethink in terms of how you bring yourself to the world. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And so you were born with Mercury in Capricorn too, where it will be retrograde. So it's also how you think is going through a big structural change. And if I could add bigger to that still, the planet Pluto. You know, Pluto's a really slow planet. It moved into Capricorn for everybody on the planet back in the fall of 2008, and it doesn't leave Capricorn until we get to about 2023. So where it is operating this year is, I know this is fussy for the non-astrologers, but it's been working between 12 and 15 degrees of Capricorn, and this coming year it's operating between 15 and 18 degrees of Capricorn, and your sun is smack dab in the middle, 15 degrees of Capricorn. So here is this planet of burn your bridges behind you, or I joke that Dorothy and Toto can't go back to Kansas anymore. The nice way of talking about Pluto is we let go of who we aren't so that we can step into our power. In the esoteric seven rays, we call it the first ray, of which we have Archangel Michael. And I don't care whether you go into some conservative photo of him or some New Age photo, Michael's always got a sword. And the way we say it in esoteric astrology is he cuts out anything that gets between you and God's source, so that when you're using your power in the world, you're using it based upon your connection to source. Okay? Mm-hmm. And so here it is for an abnormally long time, 2 years, sitting on who you think you are. And the beauty of that is you get to stand in your power and bring who you are out to the world. But the challenge is, oh gosh, it takes 2 years to go through this. Okay? And so it's not an easy process, but it's thorough. It uncovers every rock of your life, and it says, you know, hey, Nicole, what do you really want, and what are the things that get in your way that aren't helping you to get that? And so the beautiful thing of this is you get to say, here's what I want, and here's who I am, and I don't have to apologize or make compromises to anybody. But sometimes it can feel a little lonely because it's about you standing in your power. It's not about your relationships or your love life or things. This is really about you on a soul level standing in the truth of who you are. So it's a really good thing. It just takes a while.
Am I going to be standing in my truth all alone for a long time?
Well, you know, we call it the lesson of aloneness versus loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is a person, and I know nobody wants to be lonely and all that, but, you know, if we're doing loneliness, what happens is we run out and we get into some codependent relationship that is never going to work or never be healthy for us. And the truth is we're better learning that we are never alone when we are connected to source.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody who's kind of got this, what we call first ray energy, at some point in their life goes through this lessons of aloneness versus loneliness, so that they can stand in the truth of who they are. And once they come out the other side, relationships are easier.
Mm-hmm.
But like usually the worst thing that they can do is get into a bad relationship because they're lonely, or get into a relationship with, you know, Capricorn is a responsible sign, so they'll get into a relationship where they need to, shall we call it, take care of other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not knocking helping out our fellow human beings or the people we're in relationship with, but there's a difference between helping them out and becoming their caretaker.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if that applies to your specific situation here, but I do know it's about you standing in your power and not needing to apologize to anybody for who you are. But the flip side of that is oftentimes we have to let go of people or situations that just, you know, burn your bridges behind you kind of a language.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it. It's not easy. But the thing you'll like to hear is this only happens once every 360 years. So if you survive the next year, you won't have to deal with it for another 359 years. Actually, 248.
Fantastic.
I said that wrong. It's 248 years is Pluto's orbit. So you just have another 1 year, and then you can wait, don't have to deal with it for 248 years again.
So all of 2016 from 1 year, first year to birthday to birthday.
Yeah, just because of the way it's set up in your chart, most people would get a transit like that over a year to a year and a half. You get it over 2 years. So, you know, the way I would look at it is you chose, I believe we choose our birth time.
Mm-hmm.
And you chose this period of time to say, I really want to get it at a very deep level. And that means I need to get rid of everybody and everything, including attitudes, beliefs, and behaviors that aren't helping you be in your power. And once you get out the other side, it's easier to attract better jobs and better relationships because you know who you are and you know who you aren't anymore. You know? And you're not trying to carry other people. So it's
Nicole,
good.
So, I'm
it's
sure
like eating your spinach. It's good for you.
Yeah, and I'm sure
I'm
she'll rise
forward
to the occasion. Capricorns are strong. They really are. So
awesome.
I do
Thank
get it.
So
it's
much.
Not easy. Not easy.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
We have to go, Nicole, because we've got so many that are waiting. So, but we're so glad you called. Do you want me to put you back on mute so you can hear the rest of the show? There's a lot of stuff you get from other readers. Okay.
Yep, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great week.
You too, Les.
Thanks. So I would encourage everyone, do the archive, as I do, because if you get a reading, you get to hear it again and again and again. And, you know, if you miss some of the show, you know, or a lot of it, you can listen to it as much as you want. So it's really great to get the archive after. Okay, so let's go now to 313. You're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Alicia Diggins. I'm calling from Panama City, Florida.
Did you say Alicia?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Alicia.
Alicia, okay. Hi, okay. What is your birth date?
December 7, 1983.
Okay. All right, take away Mark.
Okay.
I do have a question.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Okay. I am considering getting involved in investments, in investing in stocks and bonds, and with the company. And anytime that I talk to anyone who has ever done any investments or anything like that, they always say they always talk to their astrologer first. So that's why I'm calling you. So I wanted to see what it is that you have to say.
So I'll start off with the usual disclaimer that I'm not a financial astrologer, so you want to use discernment. But your moon, unless you were born at the very end of the day, you know, like just before midnight, your moon was in Capricorn when you were born. And Capricorn is really good for what we call long-term investments. So in other words, long-term growth funds is an example, not the Denver penny market fund that, you know, you're in and out or like commodities. So Capricorn moons tend to, where you're Sagittarius, which is more of a risk taker, of course, but your moon, which, you know, you'll hear a lot of astrologers tell you the moon actually runs the show. The sun is, you know, the sun puts on a big show, but the moon is the one who's actually the boss. And Capricorn is long-term growth. So if that's the kind of direction you were looking for, easily that would be supported in your chart. But if you were looking for the, we'll call it the quick kill gambler kind of a thing, which it, I do understand is Sagittarius, but that part I would have a big question mark surrounding. Okay. The other thing you have is you have several planets in Scorpio, and Scorpio is using other people's money in a responsible way. We jokingly call it the sign of sex, death, and taxes. So you think of a mortgage broker, they help you get money to buy your house. Or you think of a financial planner, they're using your money in a responsible way for you and obviously taking a commission. So you definitely have that in your chart. But I would say that you really need to take a look at, shall we say, how you would want to mix portfolios, because the part that would show to me more success in the long term is the more conservative, slow growth funds. But knowing you've got all this Sagittarius in your chart, which likes the thrill of like commodities, for example, might get bored with that other part. So I guess I'm asking you to kind of take a look at yourself as to what your personality is, because you've got one part that's like this gambler traveler, the Sagittarius, and then you've got this other part that's misconservative. I mean, the joke with you would be like you're like a traditional revolutionary, if you could put those words together.
Yeah, they're like oxymorons. Yeah.
So, but definitely, you know, I could totally support what I would call the slow growth over time type of investing. But I also understand that Sagittarius likes things like currency trading and, you know, a little more exciting thrill kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's something that's a little bit more along the lines of, like, currency trading.
Well,
I mean, it appeals to me because it has pretty good dividends that make a really good return. So it's going to be like my first venture into it, and so I would like to take that money and continue to invest.
Well, again, I'm not a financial advisor, but what I would say to you is, looking at your chart, I would put the bulk of what you do into long-term growth things, and then have some play money for those that part that's more exciting and more fun.
Yeah, okay. Because that's how I was thinking about approaching it, because I do have some other things that that is more sort of geared towards like long-term growth, like the long run, the overall picture. I was thinking about this for like fun money or, travel money and things like that.
Because what happens with those type of funds is you can win really big, but you can lose really big overnight too.
Yeah,
and while your Sagittarius would be okay with that, your Capricorn and your Scorpio would be really mad at you if you did that.
Yeah. I do have very conflicting thoughts. So it's cool that you pointed that out, and I just really had no idea that that was the reason why I feel the things that I do. So, yeah, it has brought some clarity for me.
Yeah, I would put the bulk into the conservative, managed growth type of funds. And, long-term growth funds. And then, as you say, have your play money that, isn't really going to hurt you in maybe the more speculative type things, the smaller percentage.
Okay.
So you say that you will actually see some success in it. Yeah.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I was just wanting to kind of like recap and also ask if you see success in this approach.
Yeah, if you can find the healthy balance so that you have stability but don't get bored to death, definitely this is the kind of chart that you'll see financial planners, you'll see mortgage brokers, sometimes you'll see CPA type people, or you'll see like what do you call these attorneys who do the like investment takeover type of attorneys and things like that. We'll have a chart like you do. So, yeah, you could be really good at it. It's just the only part I have concerned with is there's that little rebel part of you that could get yourself in trouble. So I kind of want to put more of my effort into that conservative part, even though you're going to say, Mark, that's boring. So I'll ask you to find what your proper balance is what I would say.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Sounds like a lot of good advice there. Have a good week, okay? I'll put you back on mute to hear the rest of the show. Okay, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. All right, how you doing? Ready for another one?
Yeah, I've got good.
Keep on coming. All righty. 202, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Camilla, and I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Hi, Camilla.
Hi.
And what's your birth date?
It's March 5th, 1980.
1980. Okay, mm-hmm. I thought for a minute, yeah, I had my son's birthday, almost, 1 year off. Okay, so did you have a question? I just want to see what Mark.
I'd like him to just go for it, please.
Sure, okay. Go ahead, Mark.
So, you are having what we call a Jupiter return. So, you know, in science, Jupiter has a 12-year orbit. So it's every 12 years you start a new philosophical path. So this past fall of 2015, you ended a 12-year plan and are starting a new 12-year plan. And that would be true. Anybody who knows their chart who have Jupiter in Virgo, that you're ending and beginning. So you're deciding, what am I going to carry into the next 12 years and what am I done with? And, of course, Virgo is a sign that says, I need to clean my closets and get rid of my clutter. Okay? And, of course, Virgo is also the sign that is opposite Pisces. And, of course, you have that sun in Pisces. So we know that this is about you taking your higher vision or your spiritual vision or your vision for whatever you want to create in the world and find a way to bring it down into the real, down-to-earth, practical world. And what I'll tell you is that it's just getting started now. And when it's going to get more traction is actually going to be in August, September of 2016.
Okay.
So just know that this is kind of a little bit of a process that says, gee, I'm being pulled apart to figure out what my vision is, what's real versus what's an illusion, and how am I going to bring that higher vision into a form that will actually work in our world, not on often what I would call woo-woo world, is how I would view that. Okay?
Right.
But really, you need to look at, in this case, in terms of a 12-year plan, rather than just what am I doing in 2016, because that's really what's going on in your chart.
Mm.
And that's the biggie, okay? So that would be the most significant thing that's going on in your chart right now. So, okay. And the other thing I would tell you is you were born with Mercury retrograde.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember earlier in the show we talked that Mercury is going to be retrograde January 5th to 25th. Well, some people who were born with Mercury retrograde tell me that they actually do better during Mercury retrograde, where most of us are complaining.
Yeah.
And the reason they say is, you know, well, maybe the rest of us are as screwed up as people with Mercury retrograde, right? That's the bad joke. But the idea is really with this Mercury retrograde coming up and you being born with Mercury retrograde, it's kind of a personal homecoming, even though it's in different signs than you were born in. But
mm-hmm.
it's really, if you could sneak away for a little vision quest, that would be a really nice thing to do, because Mercury is short and quick. And if you could just pull back and say, I need to just step back and either lick your wounds or, from a Native American perspective, they would say go out and sit on a mountain for 3 days and starve yourself to death and wait for a vision to come. But
okay.
I think there's more, you don't have to torture yourself to do that, okay? but if you could sneak off sometime in the next month for just a little vision quest, that might help you get clear, shall we say. So on one level, we're opening to higher vision. On another level, we're trying to figure out how to make it practical. On another level, it's saying we need to clean our closets or make space for whatever this thing that's coming in next. And what am I willing to put the next 12 years of my life into on a philosophical level?
Right.
So,
wow.
Is there any indication in my chart as to what the thing is? I mean, I know you can't tell me. I kind of have anything. But...
Well, you know, I know that... as a rule, you've got Jupiter in Virgo. They usually teach people how to do something. It rules the publishing business, import-export businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever it is that you do, we know that it's going to involve you being a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care if that's out in some mainstream world or if you use your Pisces to be a psychic or a healer.
Mm-hmm.
See, Virgo would go out and do natural healing, herbs or a naturopath type of healing, where Pisces is more the healer who does like essential oils, or I'm trying to go for the, you know, psychics or the subtle body. And
mm-hmm.
see, somehow you've got to put the two together because you were born with Pisces opposite Virgo all over your chart.
Yeah.
And so we know that if you're intuition and your analytical brain aren't working together, you're just making yourself crazy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so somehow you have to find the way that you can have this higher dream vision and then get it to work in the real world, not off in some utopian world. And then the other side of it is you have to trust your intuition, because the Virgo side would talk yourself out of doing what you know you need to do, and then 6 months later you kick yourself for not doing what you knew you needed to do.
Yep.
Okay. And the other piece of that, and this is valid for everybody, is we were talking with, I believe it was Jay earlier, about the lunar eclipses. Well, if you go back to September of 2015, we also had a solar eclipse in Virgo, which landed very near Saturn in your chart. Your Saturn was in Virgo. So that's the a solar eclipse is new beginnings, new starts. So last September, everybody had a solar eclipse go on in the 21-degree Virgo part of their chart, which says some new spiritual mission, vision, shall we call it, is coming out into the world for us to work with. Well, when we get to March 8th, which obviously is pretty darn close to your birthday, we're going to have another solar eclipse at 19 degrees of Pisces, and that is the opposite side of the one last September. So if you were listening earlier, we were talking about relationships versus individuality with Jay. Well, yeah. Now we're talking about how do I bring my higher vision and my service together and make it work in the real world so they can pay my bills, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So really the first thing for you, before you start figuring out the form, and I know everybody likes to know, tell me what it is, Mark, I want the form. For you, it's making sure that your head and your heart or your intellect and your emotions are working together instead of fighting with each other.
Yeah.
Because you, but I clearly, whatever you do is going to involve you teaching, and I don't care if that is some metaphysical teaching or if you are doing some sort of training of how to do something in some worldly environment.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that teacher is going to be a part of who you are.
Okay.
And
well, so
the free will—the free will is you get to choose where that's going to be.
Oh, cool. Well,
but natural type healing would be one really good place.
Natural healing. Okay. Yeah, I do a little bit. I do a little healing and astrology. So.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. Good luck.
All right. Shall we put
Thank
you on
you.
Mute? Should we put
yes,
you on mute?
Yes.
Okay, have a great week. Thanks for calling in. Okay, so here we go. A lot of people hanging in there. It's a long wait. 414, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Felicia, and I'm calling from Tennessee. And
Felicia from Tennessee?
Yes. My birthday is April 25th, 69.
Okay. Did you have a question or just sort of see what he gets?
I can see what he comes up with.
So April 25,
69. Yes, I'm a Taurus.
So, where to go with this? You know, you're another one of these. You're like Camilla before us. You have Jupiter in Virgo, too. Every 12 years, you know, it goes through the same sign. Only your Jupiter in Virgo, which we called that 12-year plan, was at the very end of Virgo. So the joke with you would be you're in the beginning of the end of a 12-year plan. And it's actually going to be next August before you start the new 12-year plan. And so I know there's probably a part of you that's chomping at the bit that says, hurry up, I want it to come now. But the point is when you're in what we call the 12th of 12 years, think of like a balsamic moon. You know, that's the dark of the moon just before the new moon. That's when you're supposed to clean up everything that's gone on before. So we're saying you're in the 12th of 12 years, so you're cleaning up everything from, you know, like 2003, 2004 at this point, and deciding, what am I going to carry into the new 12-year plan that officially starts for you in August? Okay, so I know like you've got your Venus and Saturn and Aries, even though you're a Taurus, so those are the impatient parts of you. So, and there's one more thing. I'm sorry to hire deeper on you, but the planet Mars was in Sagittarius when you were born, and Mars is that masculine male warrior, I want it, I go get it. And Sagittarius is the adventurer, where, you know, Taurus obviously likes its stability. Well, Mars wants life to be an adventure. Okay. Well, what's going on for everybody, and this starts in mid-April and goes through the end of June, is the planet Mars out in the sky is going to go retrograde in Sagittarius, the same sign it was in when you were born, and then it'll go backwards into the sign Scorpio. Okay? So everybody is going to get Mars retrograde in early degrees Sag back into Scorpio. And because you were born with Mars retrograde, it means you're on the verge of starting a new two-year ambition cycle. However, it doesn't actually line up until August. So now I've got two things telling me is that, oh, you're going to start a new 12-year plan and a new two-year ambition plan when we get to August. And before that, you are, shall we say, either cleaning up the last 2 years or cleaning up the last 12 years. So, or another nicer way to say it would be, oh, we're revisioning what we're going to want for this next 2 years and next 12-year plan. So if you were saying, gee, Mark, I want to try this new thing out, knowing that you're starting a new two-year plan in August would be, gee, if you're not willing to put 2 years of effort into it, I don't know if I'd even start it.
Mm-hmm.
And the other way I'd say it is, gee, this Mars is going to turn retrograde across Neptune in your chart, and that's true of everybody born in your year and the years around you, which means I'm having to revision, are the actions I'm taking in alignment with what I say I want? Because, you know, a lot of people say they want something and then the things that they do in life don't match that desire.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, I know some people get frustrated when, gee, you know, I want to get things moving. It's a brand new year, and yet you're in the beginning of the end of two pretty large cycles in astrology. And so you're another one I have to use the P word with, you know, patience, that, gee, we're finishing up the last 12 and 2 years, and come August, it's like gung-ho. So what do you need to have ready? And I don't care if that's your belief system or if that's just cleaning your closets or learning something new for the next thing you want to do, whatever that preparation is. See, for some people who haven't done their homework, they have to go let go of old stuff. And for other people who have done their homework, they say, oh, I need to put the building blocks in place so that I can go forward real fast come August, September. So it's a really good thing. You're on the edge of this whole new thing starting. But you know how kind of like when you throw a party and that hour before you wonder if anybody's going to show up?
Mm-hmm.
That's the place you're at right now.
Exactly.
So you know, take heart. And, you know, do whatever the cleanup or the letting go or the preparation steps for what you need to do next. But know that before you have a lot of traction pushing you forward, it's going to be the end of summer, early fall.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not so far away. When you think how fast 2015 went, August is pretty quick.
Yeah.
I hate to think of it that way, but it's true, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
One last thing, that eclipse we were talking about earlier with Jay, the lunar eclipse in Aries and Libra, that's going to land right on your alternative or wounded healer, Chiron. So if you have any woundedness issues, first, this spring would be a good time to heal that. And second, we use the phrase half-step solutions rather than the I want it all at once for this spring.
Oh, okay.
All righty.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Okay. Well, thank you,
same to you guys,
for calling, Felicia. And I'll put you back on mute to hear the rest of the show. Does
okay.
that sound good? Okay.
Yes.
Have a good week.
Good.
Thanks. Oh, yeah. That's hardly time to take a breath. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's one who's that room as well. I was just checking in. You're on the air. And I know what your name is in the chat room, but we need a name and where your location is, as well as your birth date.
Yes. Hello. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Shruti. My birth date is May 20, 1968.
Okay. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Arizona right now.
Arizona. Okay, great.
Yes.
All right. Do you have a question for Mark? Do you want to see just what comes up?
Yeah. Whatever is coming up.
Okay.
Thank you.
So you're another one with those planets in Virgo that we talked about for the people in the 1960s. So on some level, we're going to have Jupiter, as we get into this summer, saying, I'm ready to go to the next level, hitting Pluto, which is, what do I need to let go of? And Uranus, I need to blow everything up and start something fresh and free. Okay? But before we get there, what is going on? Basically, this started about 2 weeks ago and really is going to go through May. Is Jupiter is sitting on an asteroid we call Pallas, was her Roman name, or Athena was her Greek name. She was like a warrior of wisdom. In Roman pictures, she wore armor. She had an owl on her shoulders or at her feet. So she was a strategic planner, so that if you wanted to go to battle in ancient days, you went and made an offering to Pallas. Well, so we have this planet Jupiter that is expansion. I need to go to the next level, is sitting on your strategic planner. So what that means is that this is a better energy for making a plan to work the plan rather than I'll wing it and see what happens.
Okay.
Because, you know, you get a lot of people will say, I hear them say all the time, well, if God wanted me to have this, it would have come through the door, you know.
Uh-huh.
And when you have a strategic planner being activated, it says, hey, Creator will help you. It's just you need to figure out what you want and tell Creator what to do. You're in charge.
Okay.
And the thing that can happen, because your son was the sun moved into Gemini the day you were born. So we'd have to look at the specific time, whether you're the very end of Taurus or the very beginning of Gemini.
Yeah, I'm very end of 29 degrees, 5 seconds
so
Taurus.
Either way, we won't fuss because it's, you know, one little degree of the zodiac.
Yeah.
But you were born with Mars and Mercury also in Gemini.
Yes.
And that's that impatient, too many things on your list of things to do. And sometimes, you know, it's kind of like I get so busy that I don't get things done that I wanted to do, but boy, was I busy.
Yes.
And so the strategic planner would be saying, okay, we need to make a plan to do the things we really want to do, not just all those little things that come up to get in our way that waste our day away.
Makes sense.
And so that would be a really important thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing that's going on is the planet Uranus, which is the revolutionary, the freedom, the cutting-edge technology, the entrepreneur, I want to run my own business.
Yeah.
This past summer of 2015, it started sitting on the planet Saturn in your chart, and it's going to go all the way to fall of 2016. So it's about a year and a half period. And Saturn says, be patient, be practical, pay your mortgage. And Uranus says, sell it all, I'm tired of this nonsense, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
So we know that you need to be a pragmatic revolutionary, kind of like we were talking about with someone earlier. Only with you, it's just this about a year and a half period that you're in.
Yeah, so I'm thinking of starting a business.
This would be great for starting a business, but the Saturn part says it's going to take a while to get it up and running, and the Uranus part says, but it takes so much energy to get it started, I want it right away.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about a little bit of what we'll call the language of hurry up and wait. So as a rule, I would kind of, and I don't know your situation, but just making a general statement, I'd say, gee, I wouldn't quit my day job. I would get the business started on the side.
That is exactly what I'm thinking of. And I'm also investigating more like existing businesses and things like that.
Yeah. And what I'll tell you is when we get into the spring and summer of 2017, that same Uranus is going to make a trine, which means harmony, to Jupiter, which means do it big.
Okay.
So the way I would say that for 2016, it's a little jerky. And in 2017, it's a lot more flowing.
Okay.
So that's how I would start it with you. And but it is favorable, but you need to make a plan. You can't just wing it and see what happens.
Okay. And the interesting thing is Neptune, transiting Neptune, is sitting on my moon, natal moon. And then progressed moon is sitting on my natal Neptune.
Ah, okay. So. She knows astrology. I like that.
She sure does.
Well, so the moon in the chart wants to share. I give you love, I want love back. Yes. Neptune's like Mother Teresa. I give you love, I expect nothing in return.
Yeah.
So we're going to call that shared love meets unconditional love. Okay?
Yeah.
And how do you put those two together? Because you're getting it from two different directions.
Yeah.
Also, if you've got any, shall we say, compassion or forgiveness issues with whoever done you wrong in life, mm-hmm. you would start with that. And with the moon, usually you pick on mothers or family or women, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not that it can't be men, but, you know, the moon is generally women, families, and
yeah.
mothers.
And
then the other thing would be is, see, the low level would be escapism and illusion. And I don't care if that's, the low level would be I'll go veg out in front of TV or heroin or Ben and Jerry's addictions.
Mm-hmm.
The higher level would be saying I want to put my higher vision to play in service in this world.
Correct.
And that requires you to trust your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Where you have Uranus Virgo, Pluto Virgo, and Pallas Virgo we talked about earlier, which is the analytical side of you.
Yes, it's right.
And, of course, all that Gemini is analytical, too. So one thing we could say with these transits and progressions you're talking about is, oh, something's trying to get you to trust your intuition better, where you've got the kind of chart that would rely upon her logical analytical skills.
Yes. That's what I struggle with, because my moon is in Pisces, so
yeah.
that's my intuitive. And I've got a strong 12th house. Again, that's my intuitive. But then I've got a lot of analytical, so trying to balance both of them.
Yeah, and these transits and progressions you're talking about are clearly activating the intuitive side.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to let that work more. And one of the ways to do that is obviously forgiveness and compassion for whoever done you wrong, so that that's not getting in the way of your intuition.
Yeah.
You know, those water signs, they bring up everybody's trust issues. And that
yeah.
starts with you trusting mm-hmm. yourself, of course.
Yeah. I trust other people. It's trusting myself as well.
Well, I will tell you, as a person who's been doing this since 1980, it's not an overnight thing. It's practice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's practice, practice, practice. And because everybody's got it. It's just the ones who actually work on it, it gets better.
Okay.
And it gets easier to trust.
Well, it's acknowledging it also. I think that's where taking
good.
Credit for it, you know?
Well, thanks,
excellent.
Shruti, for calling and bringing forth your knowledge, too. So we hope you have a wonderful New Year's, and I'll put
thank
you back
you.
On
I want to wish both of you Happy New Year, as well as all the listeners. Happy
well,
New Year
thank
to them,
you. I'll put you on mute so you can hear the last little
yes.
tiny bit of the show.
Yes.
Some gem
thank
will
you.
Probably come out that you don't want to miss. So, okay, you take care.
Thanks, Cynthia.
You're welcome. I think we might be able to do two more, but let's look at the next one and can't be sure. So let's see here. 503, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Wait, is that me?
Yeah.
Oh,
Rahana?
Yeah.
I thought it might be you. You're next. You're actually
yay.
Next in line. Don't worry about you losing your place because I write them all down ahead of time. So even if
oh,
you had to come
so
back
much.
In,
thank
you're
you.
Still on the queue in on my paper anyway. So
okay.
I know you know Mark. And so give
yep.
us your – well, you're in, still in Oregon. Soon to be somewhere
I
else.
I have her data.
Not for
I,
long.
I
until Jen.
Oh, you have her data? Okay.
Yeah, I don't
yeah,
need
you have
that.
A question, Rahana, or you want to just
yeah.
see what he says?
Just I'm moving at the end of the retrograde, and that's already starting something. I had just a question about this move and where I'm going, and can I ever get out of this hole of finances I'm in?
Well, I know that this is not as quick as you would like to hear me say it, but you know how Jupiter's the planet of expansion and optimism. He's
uh-huh.
actually testing out your first house of you projecting yourself out into the world right now. And
uh-huh.
then he's going to go back into your 12th house, which says, I want to be a monk.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to have to kind of look at how you're bringing yourself out to the world right now, but part of it's saying, I'm not ready. And
uh-huh.
then when we get to summer, Jupiter will come out into your first house, which says, I need to be ready to push myself into the world and show myself. Okay? And then when we get by 2017, it will spend a year in your money house. So Santa
oh.
Claus spends a year in your money house in 2017. But before you get there, it's the I need to put myself out into the world and show myself.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we know your moon in Leo was in the 12th house, which is leave me alone, I'm a happy monk.
Right.
So but moving is actually good because this Mercury retrograde is going on in your fourth house of home and family and literally where you live. So that's pretty good.
Okay, that makes sense. Oh, then that makes total sense. Okay. Well,
yeah.
Thank you. And I just want to say to others, like, you should get his full reading. I can't wait until I get out of the hole so I can have a full reading, but I recommend it to everyone. It's like so.
My marketing director here. I've known her since New Mexico. She's been all over the place.
Well, she was the one that wrote me, you know, because Rohana does some studying with me, and she said, you've got to have Mark on again. I said, you know, that's a really great idea. So she is your marketing director, I think.
She is. But
well, Happy New Year, everyone.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, too. Lots of love. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye, sweetie.
You
I'll put you back on mute.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we're going to squeeze one last one in here. That's it. I'm so sorry to all of you who, you know, have been waiting. To get a reading, it just was a lot of readings here today. Okay, let me make sure I got the right one. Yes, I did, because I take them in order. You told me to share, you know. Anyway, 805,
oh,
lucky one.
I'm glad I got
where
on. Thank you so much. Hi, my name's Donna, and my birthday is April 22nd, 1954, and I'll just go on what you have to say, Mark.
You're California, aren't you, Donna?
I'm California,
sure, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, by the way, for being such a great listener into the show. Just want to give you
Anyway,
go ahead, Mark.
You have such great guests.
So April 22, 54, I've got it right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what's the first thing that just pops up? You know your moon was in Sagittarius when you were born? Moon's your emotions. Sagittarius is freedom and independence. So we know that's a little bit complicated because the moon wants its stability and security, and Sagittarius wants to go off to Africa with me in September. Okay.
Oh yeah.
So what has happened is all year in 2015, the planet Saturn has started moving into Sagittarius. So it hasn't lined up with your moon yet. In fact, that'll be at the end of 2016 and 2017 that'll be going on, but it's moved into the neighborhood. So moon rules where we live. It has to do with home and family stories, residential real estate. And so what's happened, this restructuring planet has moved into your sign of your emotions, okay? So we know that what's setting up for you is some sort of a, number one, if you have any issues with emotional boundaries, we know you better start practicing them and being better with them. And I don't know if that's an issue because this part of your chart is the generous give it away part, and then you get another part that's more practical and conservative. So I don't know which side wins, but the point is, by the time we get to 2017, this thing that's in the neighborhood now is saying, I need to have a greater sense of emotional stability in balance with my needs for freedom. And if you're on the side who's given too much away and burning yourself out, because Sagittarius rules liver, lower back, sciatica, hips. So in other words, we don't want you overloading your back on a health level. Then that means you have to practice better boundaries. If you're already good with your boundaries, this would say I need to do some sort of emotional structuring so that I can bring my Sagittarius coach, teacher, mentor, philosopher out into the world at a bigger level. In other words, you're in this gradual process of being called into your wise elder needs to come out on a whole new level. And along with that, and this is going to start when we get a little closer to March, if we're being precise, is we have these horseshoes in a chart called the nodes of the moon. They're soul destiny points. And your north node, which the Hindus would call your dharma, what you've come to do on planet Earth, is going to have Pluto sitting on it for about a year and a half starting March. So something is calling you into your spiritual destiny. And Capricorn says, I must bring my wise elder authority figure out into the world. So I have two things being set up for you. One that's not really going to come till 2017, but is like breathing down your neck. And the other one that's coming as soon as March, saying, I need to step into what I came here to planet Earth to do. And Pluto, as I burn my bridges behind me, that, you know, there's just no going back anymore. So it's a beautiful thing, but it takes about a year and a half to go through. But it's what you've come to planet Earth to do. So you're being called, so your past life position was in Cancer, which is more home, family, emotional. Well, this is what you've come to do is Capricorn, which is I take responsibility for something larger than my personal little family. I must go out into the larger collective of the world. So congratulations, that's a good thing, but it Pluto we call the Roto-Rooter or the Zodiac. Anything you're doing where you're getting in your own way, self-defeating behaviors, well, it's going to beat those up so you don't do those anymore.
Good.
So
well, they thought
thing.
That Pluto was just a stupid little planetoid. You know, I think it was terrible. It's terrific.
It just shows you what
Pluto's
those astronomers
just so powerful,
know.
You know?
You know, when they downgraded Pluto, I says, you know, when people have a Pluto transit, their life changes.
Yeah.
You know, when people don't know their time of birth, we use Pluto as a planet that can help us figure out what time they were born. Because, you know, that's when your life changes when Pluto touches you. You know,
yeah.
And it's been breathing down your neck all year in 2015. And come spring and a year and a half after that, you're being called to step into something larger. You know, to be in your power.
Yeah, you know, just Pluto's little itty-bitty doesn't matter. It's very powerful. That sounds like a very sizist attitude to me on the part of whoever said that.
So, as a guy, we'd say size doesn't matter.
Yes, it doesn't. Absolutely. I mean, this little guy packs a wallop, and maybe that's why, because people couldn't handle Pluto at some subconscious level. Anyway, but yeah, I'm always trying to stick up for the planet.
I've been doing a lot of spiritual work, and I have wanted to know what my purpose in life was. I mean, I didn't have a family. I didn't get married. I've done a lot of traveling, and I've always helped people, but now I'm wondering, I want to, you know, what is it that, but I'm looking forward to this, definitely.
Well, we know you're going to step into your wise elder. That's number one. We know that you go into a larger responsibility that goes beyond the personal family, shall we call it. And in esoteric astrology, Capricorn's like Saturn. It's the planet of initiation into a new order, but it doesn't let people get initiated into a new order until they have their act together first. Because if you don't, then you blow apart. And it's like all these people that work on their upper chakras, but they don't take care of their lower chakras. Eventually it catches up to them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
but
one of my laments, Mark.
Yeah,
I mean, hell, it's all about the upper chakras, not the lower ones. And, you know, I've got a Capricorn moon myself, and, you know, it helps my Aries, you know, kind of controls it a little bit. And I think it's, I totally agree with what you've said, Mark, about the whole thing and why it's necessary, you know. And I'm so glad I have my Capricorn moon. You know, they used to call it was a detriment. You used to say to see it in all the books that in a woman's chart, it was a detriment. And I used to go, what? Because I didn't see it that way. But.
Only if they end up taking care of everybody else at their own expense, then it's a detriment.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they need to have healthy boundaries.
Yeah.
And, you know, but obviously you're doing
well,
your moon in Capricorn.
Test. Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, I hear what you're saying about that one. But anyway, well, we ran over, but we're still technically on, but we should let our great guests go, and I've already said goodbye to the chat room because usually you don't hear anything after it technically goes off, but it's still on the air. Everyone else listening and on the switchboard can still hear us. And so we apologize for not being able to get through everyone. We got through the bulk of people. There's just a handful, unfortunately, that we weren't able to do tonight, but we want to thank our great guest. Please go over and check out his website and get a longer reading. I was just checking some of the prices out, and I think he's super reasonable considering the work that goes into the astrology charts and readings and all that kind of thing. It's a lot of work. It's not just like a regular reading. It's just there's a lot of figuring and stuff going on. And I thought, Mark, your prices were very reasonable, so I urge everyone to go over to www.astromark.us or call them at 503-252-1558. Again, that's 503-252-1558. And maybe we can get them to come on sooner than next year at this time. But this was really good timing, wouldn't you say? This end of the year and with the Mercury retrograde coming up and all these other events, and so it was perfect timing. But, you know, maybe we could have you on in the spring. I would love to have you back, Mark, if it works for
sure,
you, before
we'll,
you go on
we'll
your safari.
See what can work. Yeah.
Yeah,
alrighty.
Let's
great.
Work it out. Okay, and I do thank everybody in the chat room, even though they're all gone now, but whoever's listening to this, I want to put that out. And everyone that's called in, everyone that's listening, and anyone that gets the archive later, again, I urge you to get the archive. So have a wonderful New Year's at the end of the week here, and, you know, just hang in there if you're having a hard time, and if you're not, well, that's great, too. But whatever happens, it's, I always feel like it's in divine timing and what we need individually, whatever we're going through. And it all is good in the long run. So, everyone, much love, and namaste.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Healing with the Rainbow Rays with your host, Alejandra. We appreciate you as a listener and invite you to return to future shows on Monday evenings at 9 p.m. through 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Alejandra can be contacted by email at alejandra7777@yahoo.com. She also has 3 fan sites on Facebook: Healing with the Rainbow Rays, Accelerated Manifesting, and Rainbow Dolphin Pod Healing. Alejandra can be followed on Twitter at Alejandra7777. For information about her private sessions, ongoing classes, webinars, and speaking engagements, please visit her website at www.colorhealing.com. Namaste.